Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
I'm sure this is from some horror movie that I haven't seen.
Some horror movie?
What is it?
Halloween.
Look at his mask.
Seems appropriate. It is Halloween. Yeah, it sounds a little eerie. See, right now, I'm already uncomfortable. I don't see anything. I don't even know what's going on. And there's a little feeling in the back of my neck that I don't care for or need. And that's why I don't watch horror
Any,
movies.
Any famous composers do this, the scores for scary movies?
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
No, as a matter of fact, John Carpenter did the score for all of his own movies, Ted, so he wrote this.
Okay.
And a few weeks ago, I was lucky enough to go see John Carpenter live in concert do all the music for all of his movies, including this, which was incredible.
That'd be cool. John Williams, if he did something like that, that'd be cool.
I saw John Williams 27 years ago at Great Woods. He did all of his greatest movie hits. It was spectacular.
That's a great story.
It was a great story. Like, you know what's a better story? Anyone that Mike Giardi tells
to
go to the guest line.
Thank you, John.
To talk to Boston Sports Journal's Mike Giardi, who has the best open in the business.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Mike Giardi, how are we doing this week?
Holy crap, that was a lot of bragging by Fitzy. I saw this and I went to that 27 years ago. You know, one time I saw Tom Brady, he said hello to me.
Well, to be fair,
actually,
I did
ask
him a question, so, you know.
Do you want me to tell you about how great Danny Elfman was at Lincoln Center, Mike?
Nope.
No, you can save that for next week.
Save that for the podcast. Yeah, you do that on Six Rings when you get Giardi on. Michael. Trade deadline. They've already made two moves. They dumped a couple players, which it certainly felt like it was. How aggressive do we think they're going to be? Can we dream, or should we even expect an impact player for the Patriots at the trade deadline come Tuesday?
How are you defining impact? I mean, if you're talking A.J. Brown, no, I don't think that that's what's going to happen. But I do think that they are active. I do think they want to add pieces, especially to the edge. I think they're interested in some depth here as well, which makes a lot of sense because it's one of the things that we've talked about. Like, what would sort of derail what's going on? Well, you know, there's a spot here and a spot there that they probably can't afford to lose their guys. Can they upgrade in that regard? So I still think that they are of the mind that this is the first year of the rebuild. And even though everything is happening way faster than anyone expected, that they'd like to keep picks in the first, second, and probably third round.
Okay, Mike, I'm curious what you think. Ramondre Stevenson, sounds like he's not playing this week. Is him not playing, is that no problem, question mark? What's your thoughts on that?
I don't know that it's no problem. I mean, like Terrell Jennings has done some nice things in the five-minute offense when games have been out of reach, but he would be the in-between-the-tackles guy because, as we've seen with Trevion, that's not really been his bread and butter. In fact, you get him going last week, and where do you get him going? You get him going on the edges. So I'm sure Trevion will have to run some in-between-the-tackles, but I would imagine that that's going to be Jennings' task, and we just don't know. I have no idea if he's good or not, or good enough even in this case. And the Falcons are not a good run defense, so that's a place where you could make some hay. It would have helped to have Ramondre in this game. You don't have him, so we'll see what that looks like.
All right, Mike, are you as sort of like confused about this week's opponent as I am? Because you look on yes. paper like, you know, great pass defense, like you said, suspect run defense. But on offense, you have a top five running back, a young quarterback who could throw it 75 yards standing still, an elite wide receiver, supposedly an elite tight end, and yet they are so up and down. They are just kind of such of a mess. Like, which Falcons team do you think shows up Sunday?
That's a great question, and they don't seem to know, right? Because every time you think this team has turned a corner, the Buffalo game a few weeks ago, hey, they smacked them 24-14, but it wasn't that close, and you're like, oh, Atlanta's finally arriving, right? Good young base of talent. It's a pretty talented roster, and then they lose the next week, then they get beat by Miami by 100 points or whatever it was. You know, like they're a riddle. I kind of come back to the coaching on this one. Raheem Morris might be one of those guys, and you know, you have one as your offensive coordinator here who might just be better served as being a coordinator. He's a really good defensive coordinator, but this is his second go as a head coach, and what have they got to show for it? Not much.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday. Mike, I heard your boss man, Greg Bedard, make a comment that Drake May hasn't been playing as well the last couple weeks. The high standards that he had created previously, maybe there was a little dip. And that led me to believe, and I want to know if you agree here, is there a chance of a sort of turning of the tide in the coming weeks where everything has been great for Drake May? Everybody, literally everybody loves Drake May as an MVP candidate. That maybe we build him up and now we start tearing him down and we start to see nitpicking and First Take is questioning certain things he's doing. Is that potentially on the horizon?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatic Sportsbook app.
I think when you're playing this well, that's the next thing that happens, right? You're like, wait, this guy's playing at a level that I don't know that anyone thought it was going to reach this soon. So now you're looking at it going, hey, bailed out of the pocket there. You know what? He passed up a couple of easy throws and he took a hit on that one, or he held the ball on a little too long and he took a hit there. And like, that's what, again, what would derail this football team if Drake gets himself hurt, if Drake does something foolish outside the pocket, like trying to stiff arm Myles Garrett, like, dude, just throw the ball away. So he's still playing great, but I think there's some validity to the, not every play is perfect. And I think that's why Josh McDaniels keeps talking about it. Like, we have a lot to improve on and it's great that we're where we are, but there's, you know, there's a laundry list of things that he needs to get better at. And I mean, that's actually, I would be encouraged by that, right? Like,
yep,
this kid's playing this well and he's still got, you know, 5, 6, 7 things that he needs to to clean up or get better at. Like, that's, to me, that's a good thing.
It'd be nice if you had a little help on that running game, for sure, even though they've been running better in the last couple of games. But Mike, I want to focus on the defense. Okay. The defense, I've been trying to figure out what I think of this defense, because there's markers, there's indicators that would suggest it's not as good as people think. And just to give you a couple examples, you know, the defense is ranked dead last in red zone defense. They're dead last in goal-to-goal defense. They are 31st in giving up big plays, plays of 20 or more yards. They're 7th most they give up the 7th most yards after catch, and they're 25th in net yards per pass. So those are some pretty, you know, serious, you know, categories that they're ranking low in. What is your biggest concern for this defense?
Consistent pass rush. You know, some of the guys have decent individual numbers. You look at some of the pressures and things of that nature. But, like, as much as I like the way the interior has played, and even not just the two big guys, but then Tonga and Joshua Farmer and even Corey Durden, and I think Mike's kind of pushed at this a little bit, like, we still need more there. Like, they're not affecting the quarterback as much as they need to be. And now, you know, Harold's had a couple quiet weeks. Landry on the outside, you know, probably dealing with whatever happened to him with the leg knee at New Orleans. And Chaisson's a liability against the run, so you get the good pass rush. But, you know, they run right at him because that's the place to run. Mm-hmm. So it's like, can those guys be a little bit better? And if they can be, again, you're paying a lot of money to Barmore and Williams in the middle. Can they cause a little bit more havoc? And if they can, then I think all those other things, at least in terms of like the pass defense, everything marries together, right? And Gonzalez is now probably rounded into form where he's got his game legs back and now he's starting to play. You know, you even saw with the swagger, not the Jerry Jeudy, the Dylan Gabriel, the Jerry Jeudy scares no one, but like Jerry Jeudy did nothing in the game and he was yapping at him quite a bit. And it was like, okay, I think Christian's feeling like himself again. So like, those sorts of things can help all the way down the line and make them at least a, I don't know, keep talking about like top 10, top 12 defense. Can they get there? I don't know if they statistically can get there, but like they can play that way.
All right, Mike, two-parter from me right here, using the same acronym. One, who is your midseason MVP on the Patriots not named Drake May? And two, who do you have at the midseason for an MVP NFL-wise?
MVP for the Patriots, let's say Robert Spillane. First 2 weeks were awful, more missed tackles than tackles. And since then, I think it's 5 or 6 games, double-digit tackles. He's in the right place, communicates really well. You know, the guys up front talk about, like, sometimes he sees stuff before it happens and he's telling us. And so we have, you know, we've got a cheat sheet. So I think his ability to embrace all that stuff and just lead that defense has been good. Yeah, you still could go at him in coverage, but like, let's face it, like, I don't know, there are too many great cover linebackers in the league, not named Fred Warner, and he's out for the year. MVP, yeah. Taylor, either Jonathan Taylor, Drake May, or Patrick Mahomes. Taylor's not going to win because quarterbacks win the award. I'll say it's Mahomes. Because I think they're on a run right now, and I think they may continue to stay on this run, and I think he edges Drake in that regard.
Michael, a final football question. Is this a losable game? Is there any reason to worry? Are you picking the Patriots? Is this just like, okay, it'll be, even if it takes till the third quarter, this will end up another 30-something to 15 type game?
This is the most perplexing opponent they played, because like I said, I think there's a lot of talent on that team, and every once in a while they show it. They tended not to travel well. So unless Raheem Morris can convince him that their season is on the line, which can, when you look at the records, like if you really want to be a playoff team, you probably need to get it going. Then I don't, you know, I think the Patriots are confident, but not overconfident. And I think they're going to keep rolling this weekend.
And then most importantly, clear up a little debate we were having. Are you a Halloween guy? Do you dress up? Do you like candy? What's the status tonight?
I did not dress up. No. I like Halloween? I did until I got this crazy dog that barks at everything that moves. Oh. So we're going to have like a 3-hour bark fest tonight. So that's going to be great. I should have gone to the vet and gotten some drugs for him is what I should have done.
There's a dispensary around the corner.
Run to the door every time the doorbell rings and then you got to hold him back for, you know, from the kids. Is that kind of what you got?
Yeah,
there?
But it's barking and the hackles go up and you're like, and you know, he's harmless. He'd like literally if I let him go, he'd roll over and let them scratch his belly. But in that moment, I got to defend my front door. It's like, dude, every time.
Love it.
Every time.
So what are the Giardis giving out tonight? Full size?
I don't make TV money anymore, Andy. So no, sorry.
Mini Twix.
Yeah, mini. We're actually splitting the bags. Actually, I'm cutting them in half.
All right, Mike. Enjoy the night. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, boys.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
That's Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. And Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, let's react a little bit to that the defensive conversation. What you can get. I know Ted has been harping on this. Sounds like Giardi is looking for more. And another Mike. Sounds like he believes Mike Vrabel is looking for more. The Patriots defense. Can it be better? Will it be better? We'll talk about it next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount+.